code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Newcomers, make sure you make good use of cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can go back for years and you can start piecing the system together for yourselves, because what you're living through is an agenda, a very well planned, all encompassing agenda that goes across the whole planet. And as the planet is going into the next phase of total control by a small minority, really, that's been at it for hundreds of years, bringing in the new scientific age where they bring up the people from cradle to grave, if they need you, that is. Otherwise, you're simply extinguished and you won't be born at all, and you'll serve the great system which they're bringing in to suit themselves. And they believe they have the right to do it, and there's no opposition, because all the institutions that you think of as like education are all on board with the same thing again. So it's an all-encompassing system that's infiltrated every part of what you take as your normal existence. So add yourself to the, as I say, to the audios. There's hundreds to choose from, and hopefully you'll get an understanding of the big picture where the organization's formed a long time ago to bring in this system. Very rich, rich people, rich corporations and international bankers, and just still working it out today. And at the same time, to remember that you are the audience that bring me to you, so you can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and donating, because these are austere times, as I say, and we're going through inflation, and of course, people are getting laid off all over the world now, and so money drops down. But as I say, if you want to keep going, you can help me keep going too by putting a few pennies here or there when required, because things are getting pretty tight. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can use international postal money orders, and you can send cash, or you can use PayPal, and you can also use international postal money orders, you see, from the post office, and personal checks are good too. Across the world, Western Union and MoneyGram will do fine. But we're going through massive transitions. This is the age of transitions, remember, that was planned and chatted about in academia for the last 50 years before this century came along, because in this century, all of the changes that they've been talking about since the Enlightenment have been pushed forth, where intelligent people run the world, scientists run the world, and at the very top of the tree, of course, you've got the very famous group of people who run all the money system across the entire planet. And that's just how it's going to be. That's how it is right now. And everybody's on board, because they set up the United Nations to make sure you'd all sign treaties to make it so. And it has been made so. We're living through the big, big changes. Remember, too, the Club of Rome said that democracy, which they'd always use, and it's used to call in the public, still use it once in a while, the same terms, doesn't really mean anything at all. And democracy would never, true democracy would never work, they said at the Club of Rome, on behalf of the United Nations. And they said that what they're doing is training the public to obey authoritarianism. Authoritarianism is the only way to get through this transition phase into the next step. So that's what you're living through right now. You've been trained and trained and trained that authoritarianism is the natural order of things. Most folk will adapt into it. They'll obey any rules that come along. It's beautiful under the guise of anti-terrorism too, because people don't stop to think at all. They're just rushed along, and they adapt very quickly to the system. But it's all about the transitions, the great transitions that you're being taught about, going into austerity, which means more profits for those at the top, actually, as they give you less for more money. And that's all energy and everything else as well. Plus, you get personal taxes to do with the fact you're alive, and you get personal carbon taxes, but you're costing the planet, etc. And apparently there's owners of the planet that don't like that. Like with more apps. Thank you.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
And most folk, of course, listen to the news and they don't reason through it. What they're hearing is simply a download into their minds. The bits and bytes are given to them. And Jax Eulal, I've mentioned before, went through a whole process of how people really react to news or really don't react to it at all. It programs them to an extent that they're not really aware of it. They take on opinions. They're rather vague as to where they get the opinions from and all the data from. But that's how folk really are. They're half conscious when it comes to listening to news, especially since all the news casters today and all the stations are pretty well owned by the same people. It's the same stuff you're getting over and over, repetition. And we take it for granted now. I read articles yesterday to do with perpetual war, and they accept perpetual war as being the normal. And as the youngsters now putting on the uniforms that were really young when 9/11 happened, and they've known nothing except this present system of authoritarianism and uniforms and machine guns and anti-terrorism, etc. That's what I was talking about. The Club of Rome obviously had in the back of their mind when they mentioned this new authoritarian society back in the 1970s. They still was planned way ahead of what happens. And now you're seeing the Middle East, you're dealing through getting blown up all over the place. And the gun sites keep changing from one country to the next country, just like Orwell talks about who we're fighting today, East Asia, West Asia, who happens. And of course, they're not supposed to notice that they keep changing their targets all the time. And that's the strategy that's used, because if you understand, experts run your minds. Experts. Whole academies of experts run your minds. They employ them, even when they give the presidential speeches, even the little ones that he gives. all go through all these PR firms, and then it has to go to all these experts on neuroscience and neurolinguistics to before it's given out to the public, because they make it in such a way that you simply get downloaded with it without thinking much about it, but it does program you and your opinions. And everything is propaganda, very good at propaganda, mind you. It's not the old stuff that they used to use, the old techniques, but it's much more advanced than that today. And he's an example of it too. I mean, here's, of course, Israel saying that they're getting bombarded with these old rockets that can't hit anything. And of course, the Western media, as always, is going along with the whole thing. And it says here that the U.S. and Israel finished the largest ever joint military exercise. What a coincidence that is. It's finished yesterday. And it says the U.S. military and Israel defense forces concluded the austere challenge 2012. It cost a lot of cash, it wasn't that austere, but called the largest joint exercise ever held by the two countries. The exercise ended Tuesday following a two-day live-fire exercise that was deemed a success by military observers from the U.S. European Command and the IDF. The three-week exercise, which began last month and involved more than 2,500 American service personnel and 1,000 Israeli soldiers, was designed to improve interoperability between the U.S. and Israeli militaries and was conducted as part of a long-standing strategic agreement to hold bilateral training exercises on a regular basis. It says, we made great strides in improving the tactics and our command and control processes, and this is just public relations, PR, spin propaganda. But I mean, no one questions why you're having the U.S. military in bed with really a foreign government. Why is that? Why have this mess across the whole Middle East? And very few folk will delve into it and find out why for themselves. They just accept things the way they are, even if they're getting worse all the time. But I'll put this link up tonight, and all the other articles, of course, always put up at cuttingthroughthematrix.com at the end of the show. Also, there's an old book has been reissued again, and it says, An Inconvenient Truth, the Banking Transfer Agreement Between Hitler and the Zionists. It caused a big stir when it first came out, and it was 25 years ago, but it's now republished in its 25th anniversary publication. The best-selling author, Black, who himself is Jewish, outlines an apparently coordinated effort between the Nazis, the Americans, and European Zionists, Jewish Zionists, and the British, and financial operation where millions in profit was generated between two banks set up to handle the transfer of Jewish assets out of Germany. And Paul Troy was the bank that called it the name, the bank in Germany, and the Anglo-Palestinian bank located in British Palestine, because Britain run Palestine at that time. Then it goes into who owned the banks. And this is with the help of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, some 60,000 German Jews emigrated to British Palestine, now Israel, between 1933 and 1941, through the transfer agreement between Nazis and the Zionists, where Jewish property, with an estimated value at $100 million, was transferred out in the form of German industrial goods used to build Israel's early European-style infrastructure. In the beginning, it was all about money, but when the deal soured and America entered the war, the transfer agreement came to a halt, and other monies began pouring into Nazi Germany from the bankers in New York. And that stuff all came out, too, by the way, in the crimes and punishment of IG Farben, the big corporation that the Western banks set up in Germany that created the finances for the whole Nazi military apparatus. And of course, it's quite amazing in the book because America flew over all plane loads of lawyers to defend the private companies. I mean, Ford and all these companies were involved in IBM, etc., which comprised IB Farben, an umbrella organization. And they tried to get them all off the hook. They got most of them off the hook, actually. And I think they put one or two low-level guys in prison as a token for a very short period of time. So there's nothing really, as it seems to be, when it comes to government, because governments never tell the public the truth on anything. I mean, that's just how they are. They never tell the public the truth on anything. And any level of government either, for that matter. They all have their public relations, which is to spin a truth or deviate from the truth or get far, far away from any truth, but they never give you the truth. You're managed like a herd of children. And I hope you understand that. And it's always been that way. It really has always been that way. And also, in Australia, because of Agenda 21, also called Sustainable Development, they did what they did to Canada, and the fishery industries in Canada were put out of business, but basically a long time ago, by the same United Nations officials. But they're doing the same thing in Australia, too. Since the federal government officially put its enormous network of marine reserves into law today, the plan for the reserves, these are parks in the ocean, by the way, which cover more than 2.3 million square kilometers of ocean, were announced by the government in June. And after several months of consultation, the areas will be officially proclaimed by Environmental Minister Tony Burke. The network is made up of five zones surrounding every state and territory, and they give you a map to show you where they are. Mr. Burke says the marine reserves are a world first and will only have a small impact on commercial fishing. Oh, really? Well, he's not a fisherman, is he? There's still a further stage of working out the management plan to specify what fishing gear will be permitted in each area. It's laws, laws, regulations, laws. Just like the Soviet Union, you know. It's actually worse because we're the step beyond the Soviet Union now through the United Nations. This is the principles the same as national parks. You have some parks over the ocean that are simply protected for nature. There's some areas where you've got fishing still continuing, but some activities such as trawling are banned. And you've got some areas where oil and gas exploration is banned. And then you've got a number of areas that are highly protected where all forms of extractive activity are banned. Business affected by the changes will be able to access $100 million in assistance. So put them all or the fishermen out of business. And remember, once you put someone in the books and pass it, within a year, they've expanded it massively to cover more areas and more types of fishing boats and all the rest of it, too. That's how they always work. Get on the books, just like your carbon taxes when they come in, and then start expanding it all the time. And most people accept it because they don't understand that they could have a different system than the one they have. They can't imagine that. Strange, that, isn't it? I actually wonder why the Egyptian slaves never ran away. I mean, Egypt, the only time they had rebellions from slaves is when other countries invaded them. And occasionally, a couple of times, people conquered them. And it's the only time that the slaves suddenly got an idea that they could be free. But the rest of the time, they didn't run away because they had all these magic eyes and priests and all these symbols that they thought that were getting watched wherever they go, and the great god Ra could see right into their heads. So they'd never ran away. They thought that being bred from as slaves, because you were bred just like they did in America, but they'd match you up with someone else for a certain particular height and strength. They didn't want you too bright, by the way, because they had ways of doing that too. And you would just grow up your life thinking that was your natural order of things. You know, there's all kinds of animals, and then there's you. So that's how people really are in the world, especially with all the massive propaganda of what they think is bringing them freedom, which is lots of news. Never dawns them all the lots of news is all coordinated to brainwash them further into compliance and everything under authority. And obedience to authority, I've done programs on that before on the radio, works awfully well. People never question why. As I've said before, everything is facade and training, understand? In the old days, it was the king's men. The king's men would go round and every so often to collect taxes. And if you didn't have the cash, they'd take your house or they'd take your pigs or your chickens or whoever they could get their hold of. And that was accepted. And they had massive charters written down with all the inventories of everything that you owned, regularly the chair that you owned in your little mud hut. And then if we got more and more official in your governments, and then you had better-looking uniforms and more public relations, propaganda, you think it's your army and so on. Then you have your police. Your police now stand on the road like highwaymen and demand cash off you via tickets and so on. They're given quotas to fulfill. Now, you could see a highwayman standing there with his pistols, you know this guy's a robber. But when you put a uniform on, you think it's a different thing. It's the same thing. A guy's got a gun on his hip, and he's demanding something from you. And you stop when you're told it'll shoot you. It's the same with everything. That's how you're conditioned into everything, is obedience to authority. It doesn't matter what the authority is. Be made formal. Any kind of authority. Like, or...
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks, for cutting in with me. Also, I have a video I've put up before. It was done in 2003, but it's by an Israeli filmmaker, Yael Shamir, who shows everyday interaction between Israeli soldiers and Palestinian civilians at several of the regions. Israel Defense Forces checkpoints and what they go through to get through all these checkpoints just to get back and forth and so on. But it's kind of reminiscent of what's coming in North America and the rest of the world under authoritarianism. And if you understand what you're looking at, and I mean really understand what you're looking at, this is like an ageless thing. It doesn't matter what the uniform is or what country it is. It's an ageless thing that always ends up as you have the ones who are superior financially and militarily with equipment and so on, and the ones who end up losing everything. Old story. We've had it all across Europe and Britain and Scotland and so on over the centuries, and nothing really changes. Nothing really changes. Unfortunately, humanity is not a really nice thing altogether. This idea we're all the same is nonsense. And people are not the same in any place, even in the same town. You're not the same. There are nasty people around you who will do nasty things to the people, and every country and every nationality has got them. But it shows you what's coming across the whole planet, as I say. And you understand, when you watch that, remember, it's here, in a sense. It's here. It's just not, you don't see the big bars at the moment in front of you, but you're going to see them. Because that is the agenda, folks, under austerity. And this article here, too, this other one, is from an Australian. It shows you the attitudes and the mentality of the ones who are up there in politics. And I don't know this particular character, but it says, Western Australian Labor Member of Parliament has blamed nastier violence on the streets on the fact that those who commit such crimes are not being culled by being sent to foreign wars. He sounds like an old-fashioned Tory that you'd have in Britain, because that's how they used to do it in Britain. I don't even realise that happened to World War One and World War Two, and even afterwards, so this actually even in Canada, it's happened too, that a lot of people would end up getting the choice if they were in the court for some petty crime of joining the military or going to prison. And that's how a lot of armies were really created, especially before major wars and before they called people up by law to get into the military, drafting you. So they had to rely on a lot of criminal types. And you find that even in the British Navy, which was famous for it too, where they used to basically Shanghai people and cudgel them and bag them, bag their heads, and you wake up on board the ship, and that was it until the voyage was over. You belonged to H.M. King or H.M. Queen. But here's this Labour MP in Australia talking about they're not culling the people who commit crimes on the streets by being sent to foreign wars. So during a debate in Parliament on legislation to enable uniform R18-plus classification for video games, Forest Field MP Andrew Waddle said violence on the streets was less frequent but nastier. He says, I put it that one of the reasons for that is the sorts of people who are committing those violent crimes are the very same types of people who in past times were sent off to fight in wars, he said. He says, the reality is that we're not culling the young anymore. We're not sending them off to foreign battlefields to kill other people anymore. And that's why they're on the streets. He says, that is the reality, the fact we have not had a major conflict in a very long time. So State Representative Bill Gaynor said Mr. Waddle's comments demean professional servicemen and women. But do they really? Do they really? Understand the different realities at work between guys who put uniforms on and the ones who rule over them. Remember what Kissinger said when he was asked about, do you understand the ones who are bringing in this world system through the guise of science and treaties and all the rest of it, they don't see any of you really as human. You're all down below. You're part of the big herd. Otherwise, you'd be up there with them. And they really see and really mean the big distinction between you and them. But Kissinger himself said a truth. He said, to an extent, it was a truth. He said, the American soldiers, they hate the military, even though they'll use them and wipe them all out if need be, but they'll use them for the geopolitics. Kissinger said, the American soldier, he says, soldiers are there for, they're dumb, stupid animals, he said, who are there for foreign policy. But from his point of view, he's telling the truth from the way he sees it. Because at the soldier's level, he's given a flag and little bits of tin stars, lots of movies to watch, things going to be a hero, and he hasn't a clue of geopolitics and what the real long-term reasons are for it. He really doesn't know. Two complete different realities, understand. But this guy here is talking about putting crooks back into the military and going out and getting them off killed in foreign wars. That way the big businesses can benefit as these guys get killed off and conquered at the same time for the businesses. And that's an old story. That's what armies are for. Armies and money go together. Without money, you couldn't get a professional army. You might get little bands of robbers, but they wouldn't hang around for long. They'd drift off one at a time back home and so on, because they would take plunder with them in lieu of cash. They didn't have money. Once you had money in existence, and those who ruled by money, which still rule today, by the way, you could get a complete army, a regiment formed, train them, keep them there. They wouldn't wander off. You paid them money. They could use that money to get anything they wanted, and they'd carry on. That's what wars are about. Wars and money go together. So anyway, there's different ways of looking at things, as I say, and this guy claims that they should really just be putting them into the military to go off and fight wars. He says, these people choose to enlist, he said. They choose to do the training and they become proficient at the work they're trained to do. This is the guy who's refuting it or rebuffing it. But anyway, it's different ways of seeing the reality. Once the bomb,
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi folks, I am Alan Waterback, cutting through the matrix. And with all the stuff going on over in Britain with paedophilia and so on, and the big boys getting in and trying to divert it into other areas, and even telling the public to shut up, and telling the media too to shut up about it, because remember, Jimmy Savile is only one guy who was a procurer for people above him, and very important people, knighted people, just like himself, even higher up the knighthood ranking stepladder. But here's an article here, because remember too that when it came out that Savile and Prince Charles were all great buddies and all the rest of it, and that Savile had that place in Scotland, he went up and bought that place there to do his little hideaway nasty stuff as well, that Charles would visit him, and they had to divert the public away from that. So here's Scotland here. Scotland, it says, members of the Scottish Parliament, which is a puppet regime, didn't even have the guts to hit back at Van Rompuy of the EU, who said they didn't want to give Scotland its independence. I know I'd have told him, the little prune he is. Anyway, it says here, members of the Scottish Parliament give principal backing to Royal Secrecy Information Bill. And it says the Queen's proposals would cover communications with senior members of the royal family. So the Scottish Parliament says backed the general principles of a bill that includes plans to keep communications between ministers, that's government workers and politicians, and senior royal family members a secret. The Scottish Government had been urged to drop the move under reforms to freedom of information laws. But these politicians said the change would bring the situation in Scotland into line with the rest of the UK. What kind of independence is that? But Information Commissioner that it effectively eroded the rights of the public. Well, of course it does. The Secrecy Clause was raised during a debate in Parliament on the principles of the Freedom of Information Amendment Scotland Bill. At the moment, information about the royal family can be published in Scotland if it passes a public interest test. Well, who's to decide what a public interest test is? Ministers want to remove the test under the proposed reforms, thereby banning any release and bringing the situation in Scotland into line with legislation in other parts of the UK. The amendment would exempt communications with the monarch, the heir to the throne, or a member of the royal household acting on their behalf. The Scottish Parliament's Finance Committee, which has been scrutinising the bill, said substantial arguments have been made against including the royal exemption and urged ministers to think again. It also raised concern that the use of arm's length bodies to provide public services, which were not controlled under FOL laws, meant people's right of access to information was also being reduced. It's amazing, you know, Scotland's always been under intense attack. You know, when the big boys came into London and took over England and based themselves in, you know, the city, the big banking system where they brought their pyramid over, by the way, and stuck it in the Thames. Simple, where did they go? They always put an obelisk there, always. And then they hammered at Scotland for centuries and centuries and centuries. And in Scotland, even then it wasn't defeated. You had a few clans that would fight here and there. But in Scotland, the High Ministers in Edinburgh in the 1700s sat together debating about whether they should join England or not, unite the two crowns. And it was never ratified, you know. They just adjourned and never went back. We only found that out in the 1990s when somebody at Buckingham Palace came out with the old scroll. It was never signed by anybody. So Scotland's been paying taxes to London for all this time for nothing. Never mind guys for the wars and all the rest of it. Anyway, this is an opening debate. Mr. Sturgeon said there need to be appropriate measures ensuring the protection of confidential information relating to the monarchy. Well, you better believe that. You better believe that. Dangerous thing to start connecting dots. It can be a very dangerous thing to think. Even more dangerous if you actually say anything, obviously. And then again, as they try to divert it from Savile, they're going to small fry. They're connected with Savile to give the public, you know, someone to condemn. It's old mob mentality, understand. You always give them someone to throw stones at, so they always give you a little one at the bottom to throw the stones at. The police have arrested a man in his 60s from the central English county of Bedfordshire as part of an investigation to alleged child abuse centre on the former BBC presenter, Jimmy Savile. He said in a statement who declined to name the guy, was arrested Thursday morning on suspicion of sexual offences and he was taken in custody. He said that so far 450 victims have come forward and that police have recorded 200 allegations of sexual assault. Police are dividing their investigation in three strands. Offences allegedly committed alone by Savile, who died last year, and offences committed by him with others, and offences committed by others alone. He said Thursday the arrest fell into the third category of others. It was a fourth arrest in operation that police have codenamed U-Tree, it says. But anyway, they'll give you a few little ones at the bottom, and they've also arrested some other DJ as well, up nine as well, an old DJ. But they're not going for the big boys above, that, because Savile said it himself. I can get anything I want, he said. He procures things. And he wasn't a grass. He wouldn't snipe out on the ones above him. And here you are, authoritarianism is a folk accepted and accepted and accepted. But mind you, they accepted under a situation they've never had before. Incredible entertainment. I mean, they're lapping up all the indoctrination through movies and stuff that's teaching them to simply obey authority. They're addicted to it. Big Brother is watching, fears over homeland security, streetlights that could record your conversations and track your movements. I remember reading that ages ago, but they've come up with it in the mainstream. It says, like something of a sinister Orwellian vision, the future streetlights with the ability to monitor conversations announce government warnings are being installed on American streets. It's part of a federally funded project manufacturing illuminating concepts. That's the name of the company that makes them. Illuminating concepts have begun installing the system dubbed IntelliStreets in the town of Farmington Hills, Michigan. According to the company's video presentation, the capabilities of devices include homeland security, public safety, traffic control, advertising, and video surveillance features. And there's a video that goes with it. It's almost like a PR thing. It's like an ad, this thing, in fact. That's how they always announce this stuff to you. Rather than tell you, are you when you accept this, you know. No, the Chavis are wonderful. The sciences, oh, wow. Aye, aye, aye. Well, and also tonight, too, I put up a documentary I put up before, I think, revealing Cold War chemical testing conducted on the U.S. neighborhoods. I've done that before. There's another one, too, when they're using radiation. There's quite a few out there, actually. There was even one that was amazing where in the 50s and 60s, you could see these guys in biochemical suits and radioactive suits, actually, anti-radioactive suits. And they had big, massive syringes in them. And they conned these people in the States, generally black people. They told them they had cancers, and they didn't. And they said, we'll give you free treatment. And what they're actually doing was injecting this stuff, radioactive material, into their veins, and then monitoring all the tumors that would arise from it all. You know, just for the interest of science, you understand. What a world. And folks still go and vote, you know. They vote. Yeah. For what? For what? And also, I'll put up tonight, too, is the anti-austerity strikes hit Europe. Let's call it what it is, you know, forced into poverty strikes on behalf of the New World Order and the United Nations that came up with all this idea. Austerity is part of Agenda 21, remember, and sustainable development. And you would live like, you know, happy little rats, basically. And don't be unhappy. Gross well-being. Remember what the chairman of the Federal Reserve says? Well, we should push gross well-being around GDP, you see. And of course, that's from the United Nations as well. They're pushing this all across the world now. Even in Scotland, you know. Doesn't matter how much money you've got. How happy are you? Aren't you happy? Bloomberg and his philanthropic organization in the States is to set off in the States as well. The first survey of it was in California. They go to California first, right, where they're really unhappy. Huh? But anyway, that's how you're managed. So anyway, as I say, people are rioting in different countries over it, and I hope there's more riots to come, because if they don't riot now, they're going to really be back to wearing rags as the rich men get richer. Obviously, you have no option, because the World Bank and the IMF and the European Central Banks have said that there's no negotiation here. Up until the year 2020 or beyond, you're going to be forced to repay, supposedly, all this debt. Now, most of the countries like Britain, the debt is from borrowing from these bankers to throw at other countries to get them out the hole from the same bankers. This roundabout that they have. So you have to start wearing rags with the bag. You understand, it's not just about making money. This is an agenda to bring you down into utter poverty, the way you should be living, according to the elite at the top. You've had it too good, you say. It's unsustainable. Remember what the United Nations said years ago? They said we can keep maybe a few million people living at this standard of living. But, and at that time, they were using America as an example. And the rest would have to live in poverty. Or all of them would live in poverty if you shared it out. The elite take that too hard. They don't want to live in poverty. So they're going to make sure that you're all poor. And you'll pay more and more and more and more for the same old things. You're not even eating food anymore, for goodness sake. You don't know what real food is anymore. You're eating chemicals, refuse, that's dumped into the stuff that you eat. And you think that's food. That's not what the meat are eating. And then there's one here too, it's called Ecocide, the push to criminalize humanity for the sake of saving the planet. I'll put this up tonight too. This is by the year 2020, the eco-fascists hope to make ecocide the ultimate crime against the planet with a green economy, what's a green economy, right? Installed in the mandates of Agenda 21 firmly in place. The only thing left to do is criminalize the entire human race, and ecocide promises to be the definitive crime against peace. You understand, these are the terms that Orwell talked about. It's all, people can't get their minds around the terminology, so they can't think beyond it. A crime against peace. If you heat yourself in the winter and you can't afford carbon taxes, tell me something. Is the God of the world risen up there and can see this God of the world that owns the planet here? Is Mother Earth staggering way above us there and saying, hey, you got to pay me? No, no, no. These are people, folks, just like you, who decide that they rule the planets. And they go to the toilet like you do, and they drop their pants and do the same stuff you do. There may be more expensive pants than a more expensive toilet, but they're still the same as you. And what they leave is just what you leave, too. Stop. Stop looking at these people as though they're some kind of gods. And stop looking at science as though it's a factual reality, objective. It's not. All sciences are politicized. They're social agendas. Just like global warming. Very simple. Very, very simple. Tonight, too, I'll mention about the DLT arrested former radio DJ Dave Lee Travis is held in the Jimmy Savile sex abuse investigation. I mean, I don't know how old this guy is now, but he's down at the totem pole, this guy. Way down the totem pole. And then they mentioned other ones too, like Freddie Starr and Gary Glitter. And these guys are 68 and 69 years of age. I mean, for goodness sake, they're down the totem pole. They were known back in charge back then, way back then, for what they were up to, mainly the young boys, at least Gary Glitter was. And in Australia, now you understand, to get to the top of the tree and get up there and get in working for the big boys, you've got to put a life in, and you've got to go into the United Nations agendas, and then you've got to parrot all the stuff the United Nations goes along with. And you, preferably you join an NGO under socialism. And when you join any organization under the UN umbrella, you must accept all of the UN's agenda. All of it. You can't say, I like this stuff, I don't agree with that. You've got to accept all of it. But that's how you get up the tree there, you know, women's rights and pro-abortion and all the stuff that's getting pushed at the top. And that's what Julia Gillard did, you see. And then she was involved with the unions through her boyfriend. The $5,000 question claims Julia Gillard's ex-boyfriend, Bruce Wilson, put cash into her account. The media theater, she even tried to get lost pass so they couldn't mention this. But it says, Julia Gillard's past continues to haunt her last night, with allegations emerging that in June 1996, a union employee told the national head of the Australian Workers' Union that he deposited $5,000 cash into her account. The allegation, outlined exclusively in Australian Today, is that the cash had come from the Prime Minister's then-boyfriend, because she was living with the AWU official Bruce Wilson. He was the head of the AWU union. Ms. Gillard has always denied any wrongdoing over the creation of a union slush fund on behalf of Mr. Wilson and union official Ralph Blewett during her time as a lawyer for Slater and Gordon. What the guy apartment was doing was buying houses all over the place, and then she was involved with them. So I know it says here, it says, the allegation comes as Blewett indicated he's willing to speak openly about his role in the union scandal, but wants the police to guarantee him immunity from prosecution. And have asked a lawyer for a key player in the Australian Workers' Union scandal, where his client would provide details about an alleged slush fund used by Julia Gillard's former boyfriend, and so on and so on. So anyway, money was getting deposited in her account at the same time as she was with this boyfriend who was in charge of the union with a slush fund, and so on and so on. But it goes further, as I say, there's a whole bunch of homes and different things that were sinking the money into property, partner. That's how you get up the ladder, you see. But what matter? Because bigger people have put her in place, the Fabian Socialist, the Fabian Society. You understand, the Fabian Society was set up to bring in the Soviet-type system, and even further than the old Soviet-type system, using more science, and using the Fabian technique of incrementalism, slow as the folk adapt and adapt and adapt, until you're there. The wolf in sheep's clothing. It goes way back to biblical times, wolf in sheep's clothing. Remember Jesus said, I'll send you out as sheep amongst wolves? Well, see, here's the wolves pretending that they're sheep. That's why they have the logo of the Fabian Society. They pretend they're you and say all nice things to you. Oh, they like to help poor people and all that stuff, but they're actually wolves. And that's how they would do it. You also see it on the stained glass window of the house where the Fabian Society started up. And you'll see the founders of it there with the globe, the world, on an anvil. And you'll see them smashing it into the way it should be, just like hammering the world the way they want it to be. course, the anvil and the hammer is awfully significant or something, too. And these guys literally worked hand in glove with the Soviet system all through this period. Because the idea was eventually to merge the two together. And the richest people on the planet were all for this because they funded communism from its very beginning. But that's how you get the ladder. You join all the NGOs, you see all the right things, yes, you know, and abortion, yeah, and so on and so on. And then you get up to, you've proven that you've got the right stuff. You will not compromise on anything. You'll stick to your opinions and force laws down people's throats, you see. For the good of all, you understand. The greater good. Back with more after this break.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. And I'll go to Clint from Ontario if he's still hanging on there.
Yeah, I'm here, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I thought I'd call in tonight because you're going on about the UN and stuff and IG Farben. Mm-hmm. And I figured I'd call in and just tie in a man who brought up Codex Alimentarius for us.
Yeah.
And his name was Fritz Tiermeer, the Nazi chemist.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just want to just think for a minute why the UN would hire a man to implement a program that absolutely controls the world's food and agriculture,
mm-hmm.
from him being a chemist making Zyklon B and whatever else he did for the Nazis, for IG Farb, and to then going to being Bayer Aspirin, the world's leading pharmaceutical company, one of them at the time.
That's right.
And Alan, if you think about it, how many people in the past 50 years, 60 years have taken an aspirin?
Yep.
You know what I mean? So what the hell has actually been in that stuff? But anyways, for Fritz to go on to the UN and be appointed to help create this Codex Alimentarius, just 5 years after being released from prison, from the Nuremberg trials, you know, for good behavior. And this guy was probably, if not one of the main masterminds with everybody else, to eliminating, 6 million Jews, they said, in these camps and other people. So how is this man all of a sudden a saint, and they want to have him help everybody in the world with the benefit of food for everybody? You know what I mean? It's sickening. It's really sickening.
It is sickening, yeah. And when you went to the Soviet system, which is also socialist, remember, and the Soviet system gave a lot of prizes from the United Nations for the scientists there that were doing even worse experiments for 40, 50 years on people. They literally took the tops of their heads off as they're alive. And there's even videos of them up there where they did it, actually. And you see these guys all lined up in beds, maybe 40 of them in a big long ward. None of them have the tops of their skulls on, and all these guys are probing them and so on and so on. These guys got prizes for that from the United Nations and all the scientific organizations. Socialism, remember what socialism really means. The guy at the bottom thinks it's about getting something back for your taxes. It's not. It's a complete science of managing the herd from birth to death.
And now, do you think,
that's
Alan,
why
do
the
you
big
think...
right-wing boys are in on it, too, because they've got the same. It's one agenda. It's two parties. You think it's two parties, that's just pricked so you'll vote. It's the one agenda. They're both in on the same thing. And it's disgusting. But tonight, too, I'll put up an article. It's about the Codex Alimentarius and folk in Canada who have taken a lawsuit against Health Canada as they try to stop it, the bill going all the way here. They're banning lots and lots of vitamin pills and stuff that you'll need these days, because the stuff you're getting called food is rubbish. It's
rubbish. Do you think that maybe over time, like, because he was a very smart man, there's no doubt all of the scientists back then, they were all very smart. Do you think that maybe they could have perfected something that is put into the food, perhaps, that is going to help with the slow kill of eugenics?
Oh, sorry. So
the answers to that,
just go into any supermarket and read all the chemicals in this and all the packaging and the tins.
Yeah. And it's all tied to him and everything.
Yeah. And when you go through with that in the history, just take one chemical, go through the history of it. They knew back in the late 1800s what killed folk, what made folk infertile, sterilized you, and all the rest of it. They know all this stuff.
Yeah.
Not by chance. It's not by chance that they do a chemical waste that was highly toxic and lethal and put it in your toothpaste and made you buy the stuff. And
yeah,
then
crazy.
They've known this for a long time. By DNA, they knew about it in the late 1890s. That's what it did. There's no accidents here.
No, nope, not at all. Thanks, Alan, for taking my call.
But thanks for calling. From Hamish Mansell, Montreal, Canada, it's good night to meet your God or your God's school with.
It's true.